Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sills, Drummond, and Mooney to the right. Kirk is going through a hand signal here with the play clock, and third down. Going to slip it here to Sills. David tried to make a man miss, did it to five, and he scores! David Sills into the end zone again to give Atlanta the lead. Cousins changed the play, and Sills gets the touchdown.
There is no way that Sills should score on this.
That was a bright moment.
Thank God.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get into some more moments from the Falcons game in a moment, but here are the headlines before you head out. Lane Kiffin is headed to LSU, will not be coaching the Rebels through the playoffs. SEC Championship has Georgia and Alabama facing off this weekend. Panthers beat the Rams 31-28, and the Hawks beat the 76ers in double overtime, 142-134. They'll take on the Pistons tonight. Pregame is set for 6:30. Right here on 92.9 The Game, tip is set for 7. So when I asked for comments after yesterday's loss, David Marones tweeted at us, "Why bother? I have watched my last game this year. I don't even have the joy of looking forward to next year because we didn't have a number one who might be a top 10 or, heaven forbid, a top 5 draft pick. And we would just draft a tight end anyway." So where are you guys with the fan base at this point? Like, I mean, there are a lot of disappointed people today. You saw it all over Twitter.
It should be. Yeah. I mean, we can sit here and talk about the ups and downs. And I think that we do a good job on the show, or at least attempting to talk about the nuance of wins and losses in the NFL. But you just lost to a 2-9 Jets team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way around that. Were you playing, quote unquote, your backup quarterback and, you know, missing your top wide receiver and other things? Yeah, but everybody in the NFL is dealing with that right now. This team has flaws in the way it's constructed. There's no doubt about it. And there's something else going on inside of that locker room that leads me to believe, and I talked to Grant about this yesterday, when you stink on special teams, it's almost always an effort thing to me. I mean, that's the way Keith Armstrong always put it in us back 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, there's flaws with this team, and anybody that's upset with what's going on should be. I still don't know all of the correct moves moving forward, but anybody's guess out there, aside from Arthur selling the team to me, is just fine because I don't know what the correct map is, and it can start with they need a clean house. Sure, if that's a starting point you want to start with, fine. But that's not the end of the map. You still have to put all the pieces back together to actually win games. And I'm not sure where I kind of sit with that, especially because of the quarterback situation.
I can't stand the clean house comment because normally it's thrown out there without any thought of just fire everybody, just clean house. Well, you just did that. You literally just, that was 5 years ago. You know, cleaning house for an organization, because see, here's what happened. You had Thomas here for 2008 to 2020. So that was 13 seasons, right?
Yeah.
That's good. When you a lot of people, when you cleaned house, it wasn't just the coaches. It was a lot of people that completely flipped over. And you just can't do that in organizations where you're begging for stability every couple of years, because you turn into a revolving door, and it's hard to get quality people to take you serious. And I mean quality people. I'm not talking about GMs. I'm talking about and not just really scouts either or coaches. I'm talking about trainers and the people that are the backbone of the organization that you don't know the names of and you don't see. And so when you flip over and clean house, you affect those too. And it gets hard for people to buy in that quality people to want to come at those positions and do it. Now, the reality is I'm at a loss because I'm tired of changing coaches too. And since Mike Smith was here, which was the first one under Thomas, you're possibly about to be on your fourth coach since 2008. That's a lot when you have organizations that don't change over. You got to win. But Mike Smith and Dan won at times, right?
Yeah, they did.
Now, the last two, you know, Arthur and Raheem, not. So I'm not sure what you do from top to bottom.
Yeah.
You can say we can fire the staff. I get it. I know people will have frustrations, and I think there's – it probably, if you did a poll, would be a closer poll if you talked about the GM's future than the head coach's future. I would think that more people would probably be – kind of fit, you know, it'd probably be 60-40 get rid of the GM, where I think it's probably 90 or 80-20 get rid of the head coach. So I don't know. I'm wary of completely wiping out everybody up there. You just have to be careful with the flip, with the turnover. Constant turnover is bad. No good businessman or no good organization is ran consistently flipping things, but something does have to change. I agree 100% that something has to change there.
Well, we are opening up the phone lines for you to get your thoughts and feelings about yesterday's loss out, 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Sam in Villa Rica. Sam, what are you frustrated with this morning?
Everything. 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 You know, I agree with Bo. I was one of the guys, one of the few people who was willing to give Raheem plenty of time. I think it's a terrible idea to hire and fire coaches every 18 months, every 2 years. But he has accumulated some of the worst losses in the league. 30-0 to the Panthers. You get destroyed 34-10 at home by one win's Dolphins team. You lose to a 2-win New York Jets team who is terrible. And the constant second half collapses, which looks to me like there's no second half adjustments. It's like you have one play and a punch. There's no counterpunch. When the other team counters that, you have nothing left. And, again, I think it's a terrible idea to hire and fire coaches every 2 years. This ain't working. And also, real quick, Arthur Smith, I was glad to see him go, but the day after you fired Arthur Smith, you was in no man's land with no quarterback. Now, 2 years later, $100 million guarantees later, and a top 10 quarterback, top 10 pick later, you're still in no man's land with no quarterback. This ain't working.
That's a phenomenal phone call. Yeah. It's a phenomenal phone call, and I'm with him. I have erred on the side this entire last couple of months of making sure Raheem gets another shot, but moving on from Zach Robinson, because I've been so frustrated and so furious, and I think that he did a good job bringing Jeff Ulbrich in. But now I start getting to a point where I go, okay, he had to fire Jimmy Lake. I've said multiple times on the show he should fire Zach Robinson, and now I'm not so sure that Marquise Williams is not the worst issue. Like the special teams. So I don't know how many more times I can kind of look at it and go, well, give him a shot to hire new. I maybe it's just something within. And I don't necessarily believe it's Raheem's fault. I think there are faulty ways this team has been kind of put together. You know, we talk about the offensive line at times. It's like, oh, can't get a push on third and short. Yeah, they were built that way. We were built drafting first round linemen that weighed 300 pounds. That's how this team's put together. So
that's the problem for me though.
Yeah,
that's where we talk, Mike. I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to expand on that point real quick. I think that's important. No one out there is going to talk to you about the truth. They're going to tell you what they want you to hear, which is fire everyone. Which, look, if you do it, I'm okay with it. That's because you've earned that. But the reality is it needs to be explained to the fans that not a lot's going to change. Jake Matthews is under contract. Chris Lindstrom's under a big contract. I think News is on a 2-year deal. Caleb McGarry, when he comes back, is on a contract.
Got extended the day he got hurt.
Like, you're not rebuilding the offensive line overnight, guys.
You're not going to draft a first-round quarterback.
Yeah. So, and now you've got two edge players who are going to be really good in this league, but you need to bring in a system that plays to their strengths defensively. That has to be said, doesn't it? That's my problem with just telling everybody clean house. It's a 53-man roster. There's 22 starters. Mike, how many of the starters are realistically going to change when you bring in a new coaching staff and maybe front office?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I don't know. That's the question, right? And that's why we can kind of talk ourselves in circles, and that's why I've always erred on the side of Raheem sticking around, because I do think that given the right circumstances, you could have a more successful offense than what you have now. I truly believe that.
I agree.
But if you want to bring in a guy who's going to run a different system or ask different things, and you are going to get rid of like a Dwayne Ledford as O-line coach, then we better have answers. We better have somebody that can plug right in and say, I know what to do. Not somebody that's going to say, well, if we draft this guy and find this guard and go out and, like, we're going to have the same problems. Unless you can find somebody that can marry the, I hate this word, finesse style of offensive line play with the playmakers we have outside in the quarterback situation, you're going to be right back in the same boat.
And, you know, we can talk about everybody wants to, you know, I'm a big fan of the guy in Chris Lindstrom, but he got completely bulldozed yesterday by Michael Clemens.
Can't make that much money and look the way he does in some games.
In fact, Chris Lindstrom's actually the one that sacked Kirk Cousins because Michael Clemens threw him into him. So miss me with he's the best player on the offensive line. It's Matthew Bergeron.
Keep the tweets coming. We want to hear from you. We are all exhausted of having mornings like this. We need your thoughts at 929 Morning Shift. And this Saturday from noon until 2, you can join me at Matthews Kia of Cartersville as we get ready for Sunday's game against the Seahawks. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit, which is a 50-inch 4K smart TV, a Yeti cooler. We've also got a $100 gift card we give out every week. Someone else takes home tickets to Falcons games. So there are so many prizes. Everyone's always shocked when they win, but the chances of winning are very good. So I will see you this Saturday, noon to 2, at Matthews Kia of Cartersville. And coming up, we'll go in the huddle, zoom out on the rest of the NFL, see what's going on next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.